The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today's episode is brought to you by the new movie, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Nobody is ready for the mayhem and surprises that ensue when six of the town's worst youngsters disrupt the yearly Christmas performance. Starring Judah Greer, Pete Holmes, directed by Dallas Jenkins, and is out everywhere November 8th. Go to bestchristmaspageantever.movie for more information and stick around for the rest of this episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, CFO, PTA president.
Nope.
And overall, great gal. Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
I can't get a feel for your outfit right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Mel is singing back up in the Mamas and the Papas. I was thinking that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. She's here to tell us that all the leaves are brown indeed.
I think brown is back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hats are back. Brown is back.
I got a lot of hot fashion takes.
Right before we were on the behind the scenes, Mel was telling me, expand on your take, Mel. Mel's
okay.
Telling me, we're here to talk about buying a new minivan eventually today.
Yes.
But Mel's here to tell me in the meantime that hats are having a moment right now.
You guys don't agree with me, and that's okay. I think that hats are, in fashion, are having a bigger moment in that you got the trucker hat.
Mm-hmm.
You got the dad hat. And then whatever it is that you and Andy have on that isn't quite a trucker hat, Andy's got more of like the rope.
Yeah.
Above
his is
this.
A derivative of the trekker hat.
Right. It's kind of like the golf hat.
Yeah.
It's
a golf hat. Yeah.
It's kind of the golf hat.
Mine's closer to just a traditional baseball cap, I think, like a normal.
But you have like the foam front. That's
kind of the trucker.
Of a trucker.
Because you got the mesh back and the foam front.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's trucker.
Yeah, you're right. That is trucker.
And it's a snapback. But anyway, I don't know about much about hats.
Do some Googling for me, buddy.
Because I'm not like a sports person.
Yeah.
So there's the golf hat, the sports hat, but I was just telling you that I think we could have a second merch hat because we currently have a dad hat.
Yeah.
And I think we could have a golf hat.
Yeah.
I think that people would buy it right now.
And what
I also mean is that women are wearing more hats.
Yes.
Because there's like the trucker hat, which is kind of like a surf kind of hat.
Well, it was for truckers originally, but yes.
Absolutely. But like, I mean like a West Coast kind of surfer style hat.
Yeah.
But I think that women, you know, we had the tiny hats, the witch hats, the fall y'all hats.
The white-brimmed hat. The gigantic Trey Kennedy hat.
Yeah. So
by that I mean the videos that Trey would make making fun of women that wore those hats.
Yes. Yeah. And then
the
SNL
Nashville hat.
SNL last year did the big dumb hat.
Big dumb hat.
Yes.
That's right.
With Chloe Fineman, right? Mm-hmm. So all that being said, hats are still around and they're just very popular in fashion. And I guess my whole point was they're a little more popular for women right now, which is why I was trying to get a second merch hat.
Do you?
But I might be pushing it.
Well, no, mm-hmm. I want to. You guys send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and go to the Facebook group, Justin Nickerson Comedy Fans, too. Because I do. I am curious because I can't remember. This is amazing.
You're right, Mel. For according to Women's Living Well After 50.com,
bringing back the hat.
No.
They are bringing back.
If you are in your 50s and a woman,
this woman's killing it. I don't know. I'm not laughing
at
her.
She's a fashionable
Good for her.
Lady.
Love it.
What did you
I've
just
seen
find?
Too much. I've seen what too did, much.
Well, I can't. I'll tell you. I don't. I'm starting to agree with you because, you know, as a child, I don't ever remember seeing an adult woman in a hat.
No, oh, yeah.
Other
I don't
than
think...
like a fancy, like, I mean, Southern women and Kentucky Derby, like that kind
a
of
church
like
lady hat.
Church lady hat. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But a ball cap?
They were like for older women. Older women were wearing church lady hats, like when we were kids. And I guess that's what I mean is that I never saw my mom in a hat. Mm. And I guess, I don't know.
Well,
I just feel like women are wearing them more.
I think this is progress because it means women now don't have to shower as much.
100%.
Because that's part of the reason the dudes wear hats is like, I just didn't get around to doing my hair.
Well, the hair.
The hair, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a cheat code.
It is a cheat
code.
To
not wash your hair.
Yeah, you put on a hat, you're letting the world know, hey, I haven't showered yet. Just a heads up.
Yeah, but I think the rise in leisure wear and comfort forward thinking, you know, allows for everybody to just, you know, just wear a hat. You know, you don't need to
get
yourself up in the morning.
It's never been more
You need to get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to get ready.
It's never been more comfortable to exist as far as clothes go. Now, granted, we're in Southern California, and this was a hot debate on my Nate Land episode and should you wear comfortable clothes to church and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But just in general in life, Gaffigan had that old joke. He's like, gosh, I love those Nike workout shorts and to lay in the couch in them all day long. I'm butchering that joke.
Yeah.
You're like, it's amazing how little, like if I put on athleisure wear, I'm leisuring.
Very
little athlean. Just, hey, I'm putting this on so I look a little more decent at kids' drop-off.
Mm-hmm. You look like you have big plans to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, hey, they do have an elastic band, though? Okay, good.
I think the equivalent of, like, Nike mesh shorts for guys is, like, joggers.
Yeah.
For women.
Yeah.
Because, like,
pants. I know you're done with yoga pants.
But if you're wearing yoga pants and a sports bra, you're not hiding anything. So you're not just going to lay around in those unless you're in your 20s.
Right.
Like.
I mean, I do.
You're free to do it.
I like the support. What can I say? I like the support and I like the way it looks on me. I like a crop top. I like to dress like a 90s football player.
Yes. Bike shorts and a crop top.
Yep, absolutely. Show off this midsection. So, anyways.
And if you want to wear that, please do.
Yeah.
Please do. I will not.
With us as well as Andy in his crop top over there.
Heyo.
Yeah. You're right. There are more women wearing hats than I recall.
That's what I was trying to get at. It took me a long time to get
there.
That's
all right. I like the journeys you take us on.
Stay with me. I'll find my point with you.
We'll get there together. Mel and I had a huge fight last week. Real big one.
Yeah, we did.
And
what are you going to say?
I'm going to tell you there was like a real big one.
But like truly what piece are you bringing of that fight to to this public video podcast?
We'll see. What I was going to say was it all led...
What
it came from was a series of unfortunate events happened.
Yeah.
Of which were nobody's fault. And I knew it was a delicate situation. And I didn't have to say anything. But I did. And it led to a gigantic fight. Like a big, big one. Like a say sorry to the kids after fight. And everything was great. And we, I hate the word reconciled, but we made up, you know, we shortly thereafter. Start to finish, 20 minutes. But
you have one of those days where everything goes wrong, like if you plan it 10 times and then the 11th time it goes the opposite direction.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
And today, Mel really misplanned her airport pickup. And I didn't say anything because I grew from that moment. And I thought about saying it when you got there. And then I was like, nah, it's not a big deal. And now I'm bringing it up on the podcast. But it was me like... And I've been married 20 years, but there is some time. Now, granted, I was talking through a friend with this about how, like, sometimes you just gotta, just don't say anything. You just don't have to say anything. Nothing needs to be said. You don't need to. You don't need to win. There's no winning. You don't have to make a point. You know, it's just unfortunate that things.
Nobody wins when you win.
Nobody wins. There's no winning in fights. There's no winning in fights. Have you ever had a fight with me that you felt like you won?
No.
Yeah, I've had. I mean, a
you like
couple.
Winning, yeah. But I also, you know, don't anymore.
There's no. It's like you know, you won a battle, but you lost the war.
I'm just gonna say that with an airport pickup, during traffic,
right,
rush hour. Like I wrote down leave at 8:30 because your flight changed last night, and you told me that, and then at 8:11. I texted you and was like, okay, I'm going to get there at 8:50 if I leave now. When should I leave? Like,
You didn't ask that.
No. I did. I was like, do you want me to leave now or in 10 minutes?
Check tape.
I'll kill you.
I'll
kill you.
You want to know what you said? You said, are you still thinking 9?
Yeah.
So that was what time do you want to be picked up? That's the only information. I never gave you a time of what time to leave because I can't track your traffic patterns from the sky.
The point was at 8:11, I was like, I'm just like ready. I could leave now, but but I would get there at 8:50.
Yeah.
And so then in my head, I'm like, well, now I have till 8:30.
Yeah. But the traffic. I knew what happened.
Yeah. Because 9 was when you said yesterday, but then last night it changed, but this morning it changed. It's the changing. And then I looked back at the text to see what you said early this morning, which was like 10 topics ago.
Yeah.
And too much change. But I do definitely, I put that in the back of my brain.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, feed the rabbit, feed the cat, get the kids out the door.
Well,
like,
you're already doing me a favor by picking me up, and it is nice to get an airport pickup. So, but that was like I was walking through my, you know, I was walking down to Terminal 2 or whatever, and had my bags, and I was like, just don't say anything. Doesn't matter. No one's trying to hurt you.
You can track me. You know exactly where I am.
I know exactly where you are. I'll just play some Pokemon.
And usually they always. Google Maps always puts me on the 94 and put me on the 5, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, as we're going to get to in a little bit, we got to limit the miles on that van. because it's getting up there. But
we're back on track.
We're back on track, everybody.
Yes.
Let me do some dates that I got coming up, everybody. Thank you for everyone coming out in Louisville. This weekend we have I'm at Wise Guys Comedy Club in Salt Lake City for four shows. The early shows are sold out. So if you want to see me in Utah, you got to come early. Come late. I mean, you got to come late.
Go buy Swigs.
Got to go buy Swigs. Mel, are you going to fly out to Swigs to go with me to Swigs?
No.
No.
I have to go to Mount Sac.
Oh, that's this weekend. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have thought of that. Because in my mind, I was like, I bet Mel's going to surprise me in Utah for my birthday. And then that's a very classic selfish thing that I wasn't like, oh, yeah, you have an enormous track race to go to. And I actually specifically said, please don't do a surprise thing for me. But I also, you know, it is, it's very funny. I was thinking about, and this is like very cheesy and like, overly sentimental. But I was like, I don't want anything. I want to be with you guys. That's all I really want. Mm-hmm. There's no like thing, you know, which is a nice place to be, but
that is a nice place to be.
I haven't been home on my birthday in years. Not like just the actual day of. I'm usually gone. I'm on a run of, it's been like since COVID. Like, and then I did some.
I know you always find, in October, you always find work that you're like, gosh. Can't turn that down.
I've had birthday cakes on so many other comedians' tour buses.
Yeah.
I've had one on John's bus years ago. I had one on Nate's. Nate's tour once. I'm just like.
Taylor.
I love Nate. I really love Nate and everything he's done for me. I don't want to spend my birthday with him. I don't want Nate delivering me my cake, which was so sweet and so kind. And I was so grateful.
I do think this is like the birthday cake at work.
Yes.
You're like, if I could just leave now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, I just do a half day.
Love you. And now I am happier.
Return the cake.
I am happier with you guys than I would be by myself. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful for the gesture. Do you remember the Graham story?
Yeah,
this is
one
of my favorite birthday stories. I was on the road with Nate, and it was my birthday. Was this 2 years ago? Or was it last year?
I think it was 2 years ago.
It was two years ago.
I think so.
I was out with Graham K. We were in Rockford, Illinois. I was like, hey, man, do you want to like go grab a drink or something? And Graham's like, yeah, it's your birthday. Let's do it. We looked around. The only thing that was open was the one gay bar in Rockford, Illinois. So Graham and I roll into the gay bar in Rockford, Illinois, which was also costume themed because it's October and karaoke night. And
okay, so you guys did a duet.
And we just hung out with each other. And then and Graham got to talking with a lady, because it's not all gay people in gay bars, like, and talking to a lady. And, you know, I was like, cool, whatever, man, you do your thing. He wasn't like trying to bring her back or whatever, you know, it wasn't anything bad or devious, just a chat. I was like, I'm going to go walk back. And I walked back to our hotel, and Rockford is just like an old, small town, and it's just, the streets are empty, just pitch black, and I'm walking over this bridge over the river, and they have like these metal beams, you know, on walkways, and I remember hitting my metal ring, and it echoing in the silence off the river, just ding,
the water, like,
ding, bing, and I'm like, it's my birthday, and Graham's at the gay bar. They lost the one friend I had out. I was like, I gotta go home, man. Get me back home to my wife. Anyways, I'll be in Salt Lake City this weekend, everybody. Mel will not be there. Can you pull the rest of the dates? And then we got Bakersfield,
we really
Springfield,
got
Oxnard, Raleigh, Chattanooga, Everett, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Spokane. Oh, we got some new ones on sale. In NorCal, I'm going to be doing Santa Cruz on March 1st. Two shows there at the Catalyst, and then the Mystic Theater at Petaluma, California. Berkeley, 3-3, Cornerstone. Check those out. And I'm not going to lie, there's a good chance Joel's going to be with me, hopefully doing some campus visits. The Berkeley one might be not neat. You ever heard of Santa Cruz, son? It's pretty cool. So anyways, Those are the dates. Patreon's 11/20. Next Patreon Zoom hang. Yes.
It's the 17th.
11/17. Patreon Zoom hang.
That's right.
Come hang out with us there. Mm-hmm. I know we get a few meet and greets this weekend. Louisville was great. Yeah. Thank you everyone coming up. There is a bakery there. Wiltshire Bakery in downtown Louisville. I really liked it. Pantry and Bakery Cafe. Yeah.
Oh. They got two locations.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I liked it a lot. And I went to it every day. And, you know, they, on the road in cafes, I'm dusty.
Cafe dusty?
Yeah. And they just, when I'm in this road, they just like get to know this new customer who comes in every day for like 3 or 4 days, sometimes twice a day, mm-hmm. wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, that man has one set of clothes.
Yeah, they're like, this guy's coming in, man. He's got a Hard Rock Cafe Seattle shirt. He's been here 6 times over the weekend.
He's living in the alley.
Yeah, we've never seen him before. He comes in, he orders the chia pudding with a side of fruit and a black coffee. So what he gets, he's gotten it 6 times in 3 days.
Mm-hmm. We're all out of chia.
And his name's Dusty. And the girl behind the counter was like, oh, look, Dusty Rhodes. And then by day 3, she was like, Dusty Rhodes. Like, she got to know me as a regular. And I'm like, well, see if you work there in a year and a half when I come back. So.
And then you fled in the night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also went to Dancing Goats because I had this corporate in Atlanta. Dancing Goats is good. It's like one of those, like I think it started as like small little craft boutique-y one, and now it's big. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's all over Atlanta, mm-hmm. but still pretty good. So
nice.
And then I just wanted to read this. I asked Mel, I was like, what did you do? And you just, you rumbled it off. You go, well,
my weekend?
I had two psychiatry appointments. Joel has a rash. Claire has a rash. Joel had some blood work. You washed all the sheets, and you rescheduled 2 dentist appointments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amongst other things.
It was a very eventful weekend.
And I'm like, I went to this cafe 6 times. Wish you were here. Here's a new artist I discovered.
Also, refound ants in the van.
Great segue. Let's do our Stranger Dangers at the end. That's a great segue. We want to talk about buying cars, baby, because the Nickersons, we have reached a point where we need a new vehicle.
Yeah.
Not need, well, we're in the market.
About 2 weeks ago, maybe 3, our van's alternator went out.
Yeah.
And we were like doing the math, and this van has had 3 alternators mm-hmm. in like 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not running well.
What it likes to do is wait till right after it gets off warranty and then break, which you're always like,
We just, too many alternators. Yeah. So it's had
You can't alternate that many alternators. It's run its course.
Yeah.
Eventually you're just back to the first one. Yeah.
So we are, we're in the market. We're like, and it's like,
we've had the car for 9 years. It has 150,000 miles.
Low mileage,
yeah,
but it's 2009.
It's 2011.
I thought the other Honda was, no.
2010.
Meet me in the middle.
Honda
Odyssey.
Yeah.
And like, it's a...
Actually, it might be 11. We have a 2010 and a 2011.
Which one's the...
I think
the van's the older one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Vans age like dog years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because it's like, oh, this is a 10-year-old van. It's like, it looks like it's 40.
Right. Yeah, that's very funny.
Just the wear and tear.
The families destroy
children.
Minivans.
No, vans like age like meth heads. You're like, ooh, it's a rough 38. Some hard years.
Yeah, it's really bad.
You know? You look at a family van, you're like, hey, you did not age well. You need to moisturize, man. You gotta, whew.
The interior is like, the girls just like play with the elbow rest.
Yeah.
It's just like shredded.
The interior is lost.
Yeah. Just picking that dry skin like a scab.
Yeah.
Just taking
it
apart.
They took all the leather off and then they just went for the, like, the cotton.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's, at this point, the interior is like a fidget toy.
1,000%.
You're like, oh, that'll entertain me for a little bit.
And we lost, we lost a sun visor.
Yeah, we lost that on. Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So sorry, passenger. the doors, the real function of the van, one, all the space, but the captain's chairs in the middle, mm-hmm. but then the sliding doors.
Yeah.
That your kids won't hit other cars
right.
when they open the doors.
Right. That's why we were a minivan family.
But inevitably, the latches go.
Yeah.
And then the automatic, you know, they stop sliding.
Mm-hmm.
But ours had no bells and whistles. Like,
no.
Not one. It had a radio.
Not a single bell, not a single whistle. It actually doesn't have a horn. It just has an actual whistle it gave you. The only bell and
one
whistle
bell.
Is one physical whistle. They just go. There's no
jingle
horn.
Jingle bells.
Jingle. This is our blinker. Our bells and whistles are one bell and one whistle. Physical bell, physical whistle.
We had a real. I think we paid for a CD player. Does that sound right?
No, it wasn't that
came
old.
With a CD player.
Yeah,
okay.
Mel. I mean, it was 2010. I think those are pretty standard issues, late
90s. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's too much.
Yeah. We paid for an old CD deck. Flop down.
We wanted a cassette.
We did in the previous van. We did do that.
Yeah. We lost our radio 2 weeks in with our kids. They put so much stuff in that CD player. That
oh,
thing's
that's
done. I haven't mm-hmm. replaced it in 6 years.
Yeah.
We did have a
terrible.
CD player in our old one, and I know
that's
that because mm-hmm. our kids were young and you would play Adventures in Odyssey or.
I would. Oh, man. You hated books on tape.
I liked Frog and Toad.
Frog and Toad was kind of the one that we could all agree
Tomorrow.
On. Tomorrow.
We'll do it all tomorrow.
I had this like lullaby CD that
we
I
must
would
have
play.
Self-control, Toad.
Yeah. So good. I'm Arnold Lobel.
Yeah. Nobel.
Nobel.
By me. Arnold Nobel.
Okay, frog. Yeah. No, I had a lullaby CD that I would play and it would literally calm both kids. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't care. It's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
The, our van, it really is like, if you like upkeep your family vehicle, good for you. I just never saw the point in it. You know, I'm like.
It's kind of like picking up the toys. You're like.
Yeah.
I mean, by 6 a.m., they're all out again,
you know,
with little kids.
And they're making the mess back there. So it's a little bit like a bath where you're like, I mean, you're sitting in your own filth back there.
I mean, are you really going to, is anyone going to willingly get in your van other than your kids?
No, you feel bad. You pick up your single aunt. They're like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. What is...
It's an advertisement for not having children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the family van. I had a child. I told this story
That's
before.
That's very funny, Melissa. That's Someone gets into your car, they're like, oh, well, I think we might wait a little longer. I don't know. This is pretty messy back here. What color was that goldfish cracker? Wait, is that an actual goldfish?
It was.
You get into, when you have like a single person get in your family van, you're like, hey man, don't look up.
Don't look anywhere.
No, especially up, because you're like, oh, yeah, how did they get up?
The milkshakes.
How did it stain up?
From years past.
You're like, don't ask questions, man, but I'm pretty sure that's where COVID came from. the mystery stains that are up there. It's like a murder scene. It's like it's crazy. You're like, oh my gosh.
Just from when we rolled it?
Yeah. So messy. Just no vacuum could ever do the job, you know?
No.
Your vacuum's
so
looking
you
at
you. Put your vacuum cleaner on your ceiling?
Yeah. Your vacuum's looking at your shop vac's looking at you like, what do you think I'm made of, man? You know,
I'm not a wizard.
Yeah, it's like Scotty in Star Trek.
Yeah.
We don't have the strength.
We don't have enough power.
Yeah. That's very funny. Yeah. The family van is birth control for your friends. They're like, oh no, we really gotta think through this decision of whether or not we want to have kids.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Mel, it can be hard to find a holiday movie that everyone agrees on, and I highly recommend to everybody The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. You knew the play. You knew the story.
I did, yeah. Our daughter Gloria was in it,
was
in the play, and it's a great storyline. It's a great story.
Yeah.
Really good characters.
Yeah. It's like a classic play, right? Kind of turned into a movie of, it's about like a small town.
Wrong,
yeah.
How would you do the Christmas story?
Exactly, yeah.
You know? So turning it on its head.
Yeah. Small town, small church, traditional church have had the same Christmas pageant forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now this new director has to step in. And some of these rough kids in town, you know, some of the, you know, the quote unquote bad kids want to come in.
Bully themselves into the cast.
Exactly.
Yep.
And there is just going to be plenty of mischief.
That's
and comedy
right. mm-hmm.
and chaos will ensue.
And a lot of heart.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we'll teach people the true meaning of Christmas. It's really good. I really liked it. Judy Greer's fantastic in it.
Pete Holmes
is so great in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's directed by Dallas Jenkins. I really liked it. We highly recommend it. And you guys should check it out. It's coming out to theaters November 8th. Just in time.
Mm-hmm.
You, the kids.
Your friends.
Your friends.
Your neighbors.
Your kids' friends.
Your grandparents.
The bad kids.
Bring them all.
Judy Greer and Pete Holmes. Bring them out if they're available, if they're in your HOA or you see them around. And for more information, go to bestchristmaspageantever.movie. That is bestchristmaspageantever.movie. Check it out. No, we genuinely really enjoyed it. So it's with Lionsgate. It's really good. Check it out, everybody. What do you think the weirdest thing you could find in our van is? There's like classics. There's snacks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Pokemon cards, stuff, that type thing under there.
Hair ties.
Hair ties. A lot of hair ties. Mm-hmm. Hair. You're like, oh, you go find like a curly blonde hair, and you're like, my son hasn't had curly blonde hair in 10 years. This is a 10-year-old hair.
I mean, things I've actually found, or I mean,
what would is there anything that would surprise you in the van?
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, like I found like hermit crabs in like
I'm sorry.
Like buckets, like sand buckets from the beach.
You found actual crabs in our car?
I mean, I found living organisms, like creatures
what?
From the beach. That came home in our sand buckets.
Crabs in our, in the buckets.
In the buckets.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're lucky they didn't get out into the car. We would have literally had car
sand
with crabs. Hey, man, my van has crabs. What? Yeah, we got crabs in the van. What do you mean crabs? Crabs, you know. crabs. Like from the ocean to the beach to the car.
Well, like
crabs.
Kids will bring home shells, yeah, and you're like, but there's something in that, or like pine, yeah, cones.
Did something just pinch me? That was the crab. That's the old crab. Ah, they're nice. They're just trying to find their way.
Love pinch.
Don't worry, they can only go sideways. They're the they're easy to dodge.
This is a classic story, some really old beef jerky. Like tucked.
Yeah, which is hard to eat in
a
pocket.
It was just steak when it first went in there.
Yeah. That's very funny. Yeah, it's actually a live animal
every
at first.
Every form of food and liquid. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when
if any
when
meat
we take
in there
the bunny,
will dehydrate long enough.
When we take the bunny to the pet hotel.
Listen, the jerky was an old bunny. The jerky was our first bunny.
When slime was a thing.
Oh, the slime. Oh.
It would heat up in the van.
Yeah.
It would overheat. So then it was no longer slime. Yeah. It was a liquid.
It would crystallize.
And then it would get opened. And then it would,
yeah,
spill and harden on everything.
It's a real Bill Nye scenario back there.
It was literally like glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spread out everywhere. Popcorn is a real
Popcorn's
problem.
Popcorn's a classic. It's every type of popcorn.
Problem.
Skinny pop, movie, yeah, theater, pirate's, mm-hmm, booty.
We used to take that van to the drive-in.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Yes.
And then all the blankets in the back of the van smelled like popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's been a good van.
It has been a good van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our van history. So the first family van that we got was like a 2007 Dodge Caravan that your, mm-hmm, brother, who was a missionary, was leaving
or
the country.
He was at the time.
Yeah, was a missionary, yep, was, mm-hmm, leaving the country. And your parents got it for us.
All we had to do was pick it up in Chicago.
All I had to do was pick it up in Chicago.
And
so me and
drive
my,
it to Seattle.
So we had two kids at the time.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm, my friend and I, Chris Holt, took a one-way flight out to Chicago and got on and drove from Chicago to Seattle, which is mostly one freeway, I-90, the whole way. It's a long, long freeway. And you really think you're going. You think you're knocking out a lot of states. You do knock out a lot of states really fast, and then you hit like Nebraska and like the Dakotas or whatever, and then Montana takes forever. But we did, mm-hmm, it in like a day and a half.
Yeah.
And we got it, and that was like that car had an issue of overheating. That was one of those like you keep water and coolant in the cars, mm-hmm, and it did not have a great AC.
No.
I remember mm-hmm, going through an interview, a job interview, and I, yeah, was wearing like a light blue t-shirt or like dress shirt. And I showed up pit stained, sweat through the thing, because I drove to L.A. I was interviewing for a job in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
back way before comedy. And there's no air. Remember, it didn't, because you couldn't run the AC.
No. When you get nervous on hills,
yeah,
you're like, oh no,
yeah,
here we go,
and you, yeah, just get nervous. I mean, that thing, like, over,
we broke home, we broke down
so
to
many
Tejon
times.
Ranch.
Oh, that's rough.
Escondido, by Legoland.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I guess it's not Escondido, but just like going up
in the Carlsbad area. Know? Yeah, north
hills.
We, yeah, had a
heat. We broke down on the Vegas Strip.
We broke down. We didn't break down. We did overheat, but we did get out of there.
We took an overheating van to Arizona in July.
I had road gigs to do. We had a Ventura breakdown.
That's right.
Breakdown. Go ahead and give it to me. Yeah, it.
It's
really
all we
special.
Had.
Also, plenty of neighborhood. It didn't always break down. It just overheated a lot, where you would just have to put the water in and wait.
Yeah, but when you have like a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old and a newborn,
yeah,
and you're not like, oh, cool, chill, we'll just hop in the stroller.
Yeah, yeah.
Head on our
way.
Hey,
you guys want to do a freeway walk? And
that was the. Look, you have so many jokes about that van.
Yeah.
But the only thing of value in that van was our double stroller.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most valuable thing of the of the car was the double stroller.
Mm-hmm.
The our kids called that car Old Rusty. Mm-hmm. It was like an old Dodge Caravan. And then we got a new car. We got newish. It was like 5-6 years old. It was the first time we ever went to a dealership.
Yeah.
First and last time we'll ever go to a dealership. And we got it was a good minivan. It had a lot of, didn't have a ton of miles. It was like a Honda. It was a big upgrade for us.
Mm-hmm.
Broke down pretty early on.
Yeah. First road trip.
That was the Tejon Ranch
breakdown.
I think
that was the alternator.
Yeah,
right?
That was the first alternator.
Mm-hmm.
And then in classic dealership form, they're like, well, you have to bring it to us or we won't cover it on warranty. And you're like, I'm 300 miles away. That will not do.
Yeah, it's like Sunday
night
in Tejon Ranch. Yeah.
Yeah.
The top of the hill. Yeah.
So it's this had like a cute nickname at first. They called it Puffball.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a cute name. And now it's
for a white van.
Now it's like gotten older. And then they named it Old Sandy because it would go to the beach a lot.
Yeah.
Especially for glorious things. And now it has ants and it's been named Aunt Sandy.
Yeah.
And listen, I know everybody's family car isn't like this, and some of you guys take great care of your cars and fantastic. We are not car people.
Yeah.
And this now we had young kids in these cars.
Yeah.
And now our kids are way less messy in the car now that they're older.
Also, something you don't think about is as your kids age, you're like, they need to learn how to drive. And it's really smart to have an old car for your kid to learn how to drive on. Because you don't have to worry about, bumps and scratches and stuff. So that is a perk to keeping an older vehicle around. But anyway, it's time. So the true barometer was we have a group text about cross-country parents. We finally figured out what race the kids are running in. And
I did not know where you were going with that. Okay. what race.
I'll explain it.
Oh, race they're running in. Great
so
context.
So there's 100 races this weekend at Mount SAC. So we got the time. We
it's
got
a
the
very
race time.
Diverse event. Sorry.
Just let me get to it. It'll make sense.
I know it does. I'm just being silly.
So there's a mom who's like, is anyone just driving up and driving back? Which I am doing. So some people are spending the night.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, she would have to ride in my van with me. She doesn't know me that well.
Ooh.
In the sense you're like, listen, I'm shopping for a new car.
Yeah, yeah.
If you smell gas,
we're in the market.
It's fine.
If you smell gas.
The ants don't bite.
Hey, sorry. If you feel a bite, it's not the ant, it's the crab. Just so you know.
Don't judge me.
I know. And it is so funny, when you're at our place, some people would not think anything of your van, and some people would covet your van, and then other people are like, this is the biggest dump that I've ever ridden in. And we don't like spending our money on cars. So,
yeah.
But that being said, we are in the process now, and it's been an interesting thing because, do we get another, your natural was like, let's get another minivan.
Well, my priority is low mileage.
Yeah.
Right. And not too nice because Gloria's going to learn to drive in the next year.
Yeah.
You know? And then space is great.
Space
but
between.
You brought up I'm literally driving one kid everywhere.
So you naturally went into, we'll get a minivan. And then I was like, I don't think we need to do that because we don't drive around a lot. I think as long as our vehicle can fit everybody, we don't have to plan that they are going. The reason you get the minivan is you're like, we're all going to be in this a lot. But if you can get an SUV with a third row, or even if you didn't get it with a third row, they can all squeeze back there. They don't want to. But
they could.
Or you could drive two cars.
It really does come down to the third row. And it's just funny that you, when you have older kids, you're like, I don't, if you have multiple kids and they're older, you're like, do we all need to ride in a car together? Which is a very unique question.
Remember what you said though.
I was like, but I'm not ready.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to lose the third row.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, what if Claire and her 7 friends need to go to the mall? I'm ready. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Well, I think we're like, I won't ever step foot on a car dealership again. I celebrate their demise.
Sorry, car dealerships.
I mean, if you work at a car dealership, fantastic. Great for you. But I just don't like the experience. And so I've been doing the Carvana thing and just like looking, and or we'll buy private, you know, which is an option. And the nice thing is we're not in a rush because we have two functioning vehicles. And I've liked the kind of process of looking at Carvana because it's very easy to kind of narrow down what you're looking for and, you know,
shop
it's like
around. Yeah.
And it is crazy because, like, if you do it, like, you can transfer the money right out of your account or set up a car payment or whatever it may be. But figuring out what we want, I'd be curious what people, because I know we have a lot of parent listeners. So I want to hear about your guys' like process. Help us.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you buy a car? How'd you make the decision? You guys transition from the van to a different thing? Or when did you make the decision go to the van?
Yeah.
How did you buy it? Mm-hmm. You know, it's.
We had a patron who just, they've got a teen at mm-hmm. home and a teen in college.
Yeah.
And so they just got rid of the third row. Mm. The wife did. Yeah. So
it's such a hassle to buy a car.
It is.
It's a really, and I will say Carvana has made it. I mean, you can buy a car in 30 minutes, which may or may not be a good thing, by the way.
Yeah.
One click.
Yeah. I don't know. Cars are kind of like symbolic of your life stages.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
And it's so it is kind of sad and touching.
I was thinking
they're
about
landmarks.
I was thinking about this. Yeah, they're like timestamps. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about how kids have stages, and you like if you ever study like early childhood, right? There's like the preschooler stage,
right?
And the baby stage,
right?
But they all blur, and so like when you have a toddler, you're not like today's the day he became a preschooler.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, unless you're like they started preschool, I guess that would do it. But like when you have a senior in high school and a freshman in high school. And a fifth grader, which we do, you're like, oh, they're like swapping stages, like,
right.
But it's like a gradual process that you don't see right away.
Yeah, you're right.
Day to day. And so then when you're like, you don't need that third row in the car, you're like, but I didn't know that stage was over.
Yeah. You're like, but where do I put the car seat in?
In the stroller.
Oh.
And the pack and play.
Wait, you mean I don't have to travel around with a full nursery anymore? There is that stage of life when you have young kids that you are just a traveling nursery. What do you need? Pack and play?
You got a
double stroller?
What's this one? The portable high chair.
Portable high chair? Yeah. What do you got? Got a potty training? Got a little toilet right here.
Yeah. Just what do you need? Put it in the car.
Blankets, wipes, snacks,
trash bags.
Minivan is a traveling nursery. Yeah.
Yeah.
Play mat down.
You can nap in there.
Yeah.
You can eat in there.
Yeah. I have my snacks, and if these run out, we have the snacks that are under the seats that have just kind of fallen under there. So really got
the
double
backup snacks.
Backup snacks. We got double snacks.
In the trunk,
I
got the emergency snacks.
Yeah.
Then we go through the drive-thru and get some more snacks.
You can poop, puke, and play in here.
Whatever.
And throw up.
Yeah. Whatever fluid you're dealing with, I got the answer.
The answer is wipes.
Yeah.
And plastic bags.
Yes.
I was at a volleyball game yesterday, and my friend brought Raising Cane's for the teenage girls.
Delicious.
And I was like, hey, do you have a cooler?
Mm-hmm.
Like a cooler bag?
Yeah.
She's like, no, I didn't think of that. And I was like, well, I have a minivan.
Yeah. Well,
dig one out.
Don't mind me. I am a full pantry. You got cupboards installed. What do you need, huh? Goldfish? Cheez-Its? Extra zesty or regular?
Extra crispy.
Extra crispy or regular? Which I got options. Oh, you got an infant? What were the little puffers? What were those called?
Puffs.
Puffs? Yep. You need some puffs? I got those.
I have my art cart back there.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of noise.
Yeah. Breastfeed pump. You know I got that.
Ready for anything.
Traveling nursery. I'll tell you what I want. We're not going to get it because it's brand new. And then we can put a... can you pull up a picture of the new... Have you seen these, Andy? The new electric VW buses? Oh, I'm in love with this car. And it's like 60... It's like 65 grand. Third row, though, Mel.
Oh, my gosh.
I think this is awesome.
Wow.
Look at that. Peace, love, and happiness.
I think this is the coolest thing ever made.
This does kind of look like... In Japan, I lived on an Air Force base in Japan, and we had an orange van. It had curtains.
Yeah.
It had, like, burlap curtains.
In a different world, if we had young kids and I was very rich.
And you had a lot of money. Yeah.
Even if we were buying a vehicle 2 years from now, because you can't buy this thing right when it first comes out.
You gotta give it some time.
I will say this, though, like as someone who's always shopping transits because we have ours and I'm always looking to upgrade, 60 grand for a new EV like van is actually a really good price.
Yeah.
Like I could sell my 2016 like Transit 150 right now. I could sell it for like 45.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like it's almost 9 years old now. And it's like the resale value is crazy.
No. I'm kidding.
So that's
well,
actually a
this is what's going to happen is we're going to take Andy's van.
You can't buy a new car though. We just got to let this give it a year.
Let it sit.
Let it sit for a year.
Claire's
would drive
friend.
This around by myself because I like VW buses, but you know those things break down like crazy.
Oh yeah.
Claire's friend, the dad really likes to go to the beach and stuff, and. They have the van with the pop-up.
Yeah.
You can sleep in the top.
Yeah.
And then they've got the couch.
Yeah.
So when they do sleepovers, they just send the three girls out to the van. There's two up top and one on the couch.
Mm.
It's like, I don't know, it's like the sleepover van.
It's like a greenhouse you can go out there and sleep in in case you're going to do something to your family. Sorry. Spoiler alert for Penguin. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
Are you caught up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so caught up.
Bingo. I watched it.
I watched the last episode last night.
The
Centanis,
is that what you say? That was two episodes ago. I think it's the Italian phrase. It's what the name of the place down here is named after. Centani. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. I'm sorry. I don't know Italian.
I can't mix up the Italian mafia names.
people are calling it one of the best episodes of television ever. Like, it's already, like, it's like a perfect score, and it's so good. That's my bingo dingo. Penguin is so good. It is so good. You can't watch it. It's very violent. It's
I'm good.
I'm good. It's very good.
Yeah. It's so freaking good. I cannot believe how much I like this show.
Do you know anyone else besides Andy that's watched it?
I know a lot of people because it's getting real word of mouth. It's what's beautiful about it is it's a word of mouth show.
Nice.
Like, there has been stuff, but people like I've talked to like Steve Rogers is watching it. Like I'm talking to more and more people who are like, yeah, because it is a DC show, but there's no, at least not yet. There's no Batman in it. It doesn't need it. I mean, Oz is like a very compelling, the Penguin's a very compelling character and always has been. I mean, the thing about Batman is his villains have always been so interesting. Yeah. And he's one of the most interesting, and it's great. And she's an unbelievable actress.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah,
she's
great
in everything she's in.
And so is he.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell?
That Colin Farrell.
Yeah, he's in everything.
I mean, he hasn't been anything in a long time.
I don't know.
Who are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of
Will Ferrell?
All those, like, Bridget Dune. No.
You're thinking of Colin Firth.
Yeah.
I'm probably thinking of
him. You're thinking of Colin Firth, not Colin
Show
Farrell.
Melissa.
Forgive me.
Show Melissa Colin in his. There'll be a side by side of him and his.
Don't watch TV.
I know.
And movies.
You remember this guy from back in the day. He was like. He was he was like a heartthrob action movie guy. And this is his. I mean. It's great.
Wow.
The makeup's great.
Mm-hmm.
The limp is great. The waddle. It's so good.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And wow. You read Leanne Morgan's book.
I did.
And you loved it, right?
I listened to the audiobook driving around town, and it's super fun. Yep.
Yeah. Leanne reads it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you feel like you're hanging out with Leanne?
It's just, it's very, like, story-based, and if you know her comedy, it's all about her, but she just tells more. And there are just so many laugh-out-loud moments. One that I was just laughing by myself in the car was she's attending a baby shower in a Burger King. That's the setup. So,
oh man, we gotta have Leanne on.
Yeah, she just hit like the New York Times bestseller.
Well, she needs us.
She could use the promotion.
She could use you backseaters to send us over the.
So it's a very fun listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We are gonna end with a couple stranger dangers, some travel stories. Andy has one. Andy had a.
I do.
Quite a.
You had a fun little Southwest journey.
I can
journey.
Never say this word. Tumultuous.
Is that right?
Tumultuous.
Tumultuous.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was definitely in that moment. I was like, oh yeah, this is a fun little encounter.
Yeah.
I was on my way home from Birmingham, and there was a gentleman. I sat down like at the gate, and then to my right, I wasn't paying too much attention. Then I realized, I'm like, oh, it was a gentleman just kind of like napping.
What's the name of that airport? Yeah. Shuttle something? Shuttle?
Yeah, Hobby? No,
that's Houston.
That's Houston.
It's got shuttles in it. Shuttleworth?
Is it? Oh, I don't know.
I think it does. So
I looked that up.
Yeah.
So this gentleman, there's someone napping here. I don't think I realized until he like woke up. And then I said, I'm like, oh, there's like someone lying down here. And then I'm on my phone or doing something, and all of a sudden he asked me about my ears because I have my gauges, and he's all like, "What did he say?" He's like, "Oh, how big did you go?" And I'm like, "Whoa, what?" and then I see him, and he looks like remember in Aladdin, you know, the old man that's that's you can imagine this character is looking a bit tired.
Sure,
and he's like, "Oh, hi." And he's like, oh, how big do you go? I was like, oh, I went to like half inches. He's like showing me his giant like holes in his ears. And I'm like, oh, cool, cool. He's like, yeah, I've never been on a plane. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah. He's like, yeah, man, yeah. Like I, the judge said I could either go to jail for 3 years or I can go out to the center in L.A. and get help. You know, so that's what I'm doing. So I'm getting on my first flight here to go out to L.A. and. You know, so I guess we're going to the same place. I'm like, oh, he's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to San Diego. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. So we're going to like the same place. I'm like, well, they're, you know,
not
quite next to each other.
Ish.
And and then he sees I'm wearing I was wearing something hockey related. He's like, oh, you like, I love hockey. And then he starts like take off his like onesie that he's like wearing his full onesie situation. Yeah. And he's got like a huge Blackhawks like tattoo. And I'm just like, oh, great. I'm like, yes. I'm like, awesome. Very cool. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he goes on to be like, you know, but Patrick Kane, you know, like they let go of those allegations real fast. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, man. He's like, because out there though, if you're a woman and you accuse someone, you know, you get it twice as bad. You know, if you're wrong, I'm like, okay.
All right, here we go.
So then I'm like, all right, I'm going to get up and go to the gift shop and
you're like,
find my kids a civil rights keychain.
Yeah.
I got out of there real fast.
That's so funny. Like, all right. Well, he was nervous.
Yeah. You know, and then I'm sitting there, Southwest, obviously. So I'm like, I get on the flight and I'm like, okay, I got to find like a, I got to like take a middle seat or something here just to
back row
avoid a buddy, you know, that might get a little, you know. I mean, sweet guy. I really hope where he went.
He wasn't going straight to L.A., by the way. There's no way there was a direct. Does he not know he had a layover
no,
coming?
No, we had a layover. Yeah. There was a layover that got us there. But that was part of it, too. He's like, oh, yeah, and then I'm just, you know, I'm going hoping to have some fun. I'm like, bro, you're going to a recovery center. I don't know how much fun you're going to have.
Wow.
And he's like, you know, I'm going to go head up the Social Security office because they give you a lot more for food stamps out there. I'm just going to tell them I'm homeless.
I mean, what are we? All right.
It was a ride. That was
Danger.
Mel would have loved this.
15-minute ride.
And I was like, let me share.
My turn?
I love an overshare. Birmingham Shuttlesworth is the name of that airport.
Oh, that's what it is.
Birmingham
Shuttlesworth.
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 It did turn out, though, that he is actually a rapper as well. So, you know, that's part of his story.
Stage name, Shuttlesworth.
Yeah.
Mine was, I was on a flight. I don't, a couple weeks have gone by. I don't remember where I was, but, an aisle across from me, there's a woman in the middle, husband on the aisle, and I don't know what was the, yeah, that was it. And the woman and she was in the middle, and he was in the aisle, and they're coming by, like at the beginning, giving the speeches and stuff, and they go, she goes, can I get a snack? We haven't even. I mean, we're not even moving yet.
Yeah.
And they go, no, we'll come by later with snacks. And she goes, I get really anxious when I'm flying. Can I get a snack and a drink? It's like, wow, they said no when you've already really escalated this. And it worked. They gave her drink. They brought her two little mini things of wine. And she's like, I'll share with you. And they're like, deal. And then, of course, they didn't. And I was like, what is going? I mean, this is Southwest stuff. Delta, they'd be like,
two
ma'am,
wines?
They got, I know, I was like, you can get that, what are you, in first class? Yeah, two wines. And she, I was like, it's like my old bit. I was like, this has my full attention already. Cause this, I'm about to, this is my in-flight entertainment here. Woman has her two wines, pulls out a third wine she had in her bag already. The seatbelt sign has not gone off. She has three wines in, she's no longer anxious. And I watched this woman go through like every phase of alcohol at 30,000.
Buzzed
and chatty.
Yeah.
Real just chatting with this neighbor over here, chatting with this neighbor, looking behind her. There was a baby crying. She was like talking to the baby like, oh, poor baby, I'll hold him. Like, she was like, I was like, okay. And then
she's going to help everyone.
And then she got real cuddly with her husband.
Yes. I know she's going to fall asleep.
Well,
but is she going to have like a bunch of snacks
hold
first?
On.
I'm making predictions. She's going to take a phone call in the air.
She got real cuddly with her husband. Dare I say a bit handsy. nothing led to that, but was like just lovey-dovey, you know. She was on wine.
Best trip ever.
Yeah. Husband falls asleep. Now it's just her. She's trying to figure out her screen. She can't figure out the screen. She's hitting it really, really hard, all right?
Oh, no.
Turns on Fox News. Starts getting very politically ranty. I can't make out a lot of what she's saying. She's very passionate about it. It's a lot of like, of course. Oh my gosh. And I'm not even saying it was a left or right thing. I didn't even know if she was agreeing or disagreeing at this point.
She was mad.
But she was very, 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 very political. She turns it off. She starts crying.
What?
She starts.
The descent has happened.
She's on her way down. She's on her way down. Husband's still asleep. She does go cry to sleep. You're right. Then she wakes up and she needs to go to the bathroom. And
yes.
Andy, I sent you this picture. Can you pull up the picture I texted you?
Her husband's asleep.
Decides to do the very courteous thing and not wake up. Not wake her husband. So at this point, this she full steps over her husband on that's her stepping on this like drunken woman.
She's like, I got it.
That's his face. You see his yeah. That's his face. She's crotched to his face, and while she's doing it, he wakes up.
She sits on him.
To his wife, just straddling him. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to wake you. Gets in the aisle, gets on her knees, and is like apologizing to him. Starts crying again, Mel. Goes to the bathroom, composes herself. Next thing I see, this is not a joke. Next thing I see, I look back, and she's holding someone's dog. And she just said, it's like, what a moment. And then, of course, she gets back to her seat, falls asleep. All of this is in 90 minutes, by the way. Every up and down, lands peacefully, has a great flight.
Doesn't remember any of it.
Doesn't remember any of it, but all you have to do is say you're anxious, apparently, and you get two wines before takeoff. Oh, that was my stranger danger. Anyways, everybody,
so
send
good.
Us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Join the Facebook group, everybody. I think that's all we got.
I think that's all we got.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, everybody. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for giving to the pod and getting a little more of the pod. That's Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Aubrey Antis.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Carrie Teague.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Oh, that's my name. Well, the first part of it is. Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Joshua and Nikki Platt.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Carlson. Go Mariners.
Nicole Carroz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capin.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya.
And Tiffany Payne.
Bye, everybody.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.